T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
We're watching this story here with Ticketmaster that Jamie brought up earlier. I had no idea this was going on, but I guess Ticketmaster has been busted as being part of the scam. The scam bots that are out there that are buying up tickets and reselling tickets.
They don't mind the bots at all. In fact, they encourage the bots, and they have a whole undercover group of bots.
All right. Well, I just picked up the report, just kind of in the middle of the report. So that's where it's going to start. But they're trying to explain exactly what's going on with Ticketmaster.
A portion of the Ticketmaster website can be. The company makes roughly $25 on a $200 ticket at face value. If it resells for $400, Ticketmaster stands to make an additional $76 on that.
All right. Now, wait a minute. So Ticketmaster, they know they're selling to these bots that are people that are scamming the tickets and going to resell the tickets,
correct,
right?
Correct.
When that person gets, a $200 ticket and they resell it for double the price, $400. You're telling me Ticketmaster gets a kickback of $78? So that's why they encourage this?
Yep.
Well, that's some shenanigans.
It's like a major part of their business we didn't even know about.
Well,
the resale business is so profitable to them, it's crazy.
They're in on it.
And here's the weird part, is it's in their little bylaws that this is not acceptable or legal, but yet they're doing it. People are pissed.
Oh, man.
Yesterday, Twitter went crazy.
So,
and different artists are pissed about it. It's like a whole thing.
We've been complaining. We, being the public, has been complaining for a long time that the way tickets are sold, it's just not fair. Mm-hmm. Because if it's a very high-priced ticket or something that's in demand, it's virtually impossible for a guy like me or you to even get a ticket.
Because the bots buy them all up and then resell them for a higher amount.
They're gone within 30 seconds or so. Then the next time you see that ticket, it's 3 times the price. And we thought that possibly the technology was
the
so...
The Russians. We thought it was the Russians.
Well, could be the Russians, I guess.
It was a joke.
We thought the technology was just so advanced that Ticketmaster couldn't do anything about it, right?
Right. That
That's the way
hacking.
I felt about it. I thought, poor Ticketmaster. They can't do anything about it because computers are just too fast. Well, now we know. They're in on it.
Yeah, and they even had a convention about it. And that's where they got busted, is because they took undercover cameras to it. It was on the banner. Ticketmaster Resale Convention. Take the banner down, you guys.
Yeah, that's going to get you caught. That could be a little bit of a problem,
yeah.
I guess. Wow, that's kind of disappointing.
It is, right?
That's very disappointing.
Because we thought they were on the up and up.
Yeah, we thought that they were just as much a victim as we are. But little did we realize that they're in on this scam.
And make millions.
Well, can you imagine worldwide?
Yeah, if that's one ticket, it's $75.
Yeah, well, $70-something on one ticket. Imagine the Super Bowl tickets. Those things go for thousands of dollars.
But what are we going to do about it?
Well, you would think
they're denying it. They're not saying a word. They're scoundrels.
Well, you would think the trade commissioner, somebody would step in and say, hey, you can't do this to the public, because that's a ripoff.
But they have a monopoly on it. And so if they want to resell, it's like a car dealership maybe selling a used BMW. I don't know.
Well, I think they should be forced, to stop this practice. Okay, you can't be getting kickbacks on ripping off the public and making the public pay a lot more than what the ticket value is. And second of all, they really need to try to figure out how to stop these bots from buying all the tickets.
They want the bots to buy them.
I know, but that's because they're getting the kickback.
Right, they're not going to
stop the
it,
kickback,
though.
They could stop the bots.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like a big problem. Doesn't seem like it's going to stop. They're just like, I saw the report. They asked Ticketmaster for a comment. They're like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about? I didn't hear anything. Yeah.
It makes me feel like the whole world is nothing but a big old fat scam.
You think?
Everything in this world.
Everything. I watch all these political commercials. I'm like, now, wait a minute. So now this guy has money in the Cayman Islands. Okay. So he didn't pay any taxes. But then this other guy said that he did pay all his taxes. And this one guy had an ice sculpture at a convention. Did you see him?
Yeah, I did.
They threw a big ice sculpture right in front of his face.
Sure did. Yep.
I guess
you can't do that.
And appetizers. Yeah. I was like, that looks like a fun party.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of made me hungry.
Right.
But look at all these different things they're saying about all these guys. It's crazy. Yeah, he missed all his meetings.
All these political ads that are running. Yeah, he didn't go to any meetings.
He missed all of them.
I don't blame him, though. I don't like meetings
either.
But
he does.
So boring.
Right?
Yeah, I can't really. I'm not going to not vote for the guy because he didn't go to meetings.
Can't blame him.
I hate meetings.
No,
right?
But he went to a party with an ice sculpture.
I think I would have chosen the same thing. In fact, I think I'll vote for that guy. I don't know who he is.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.